Vitae Lampada by Henry Newbolt. There's a breathless hush in the close tonight, 10 to make and the match to win. A bumping pitch and a blinding light, an hour to play and the last man in. And it's not for the sake of a ribboned coat or the selfish hope of a season's fame, but his captain's hand on his shoulder smote, play up and play the game. The sand of the desert is sodden red, red with the wreck of a square that broke, the Gatlings jammed and the colonel dead, and the regiment blind with dust and smoke. The river of death has brimmed its banks, and England's far, an honour, a name. But the voice of a schoolboy rallies the ranks. Play up, and play the game. This is the word that year by year, while in her place the school is set, every one of her sons must hear, and none that hears it dare forget. This they all with a joyful mind bear through life like a torch in flame, and falling fling to the host behind. Play up, and play the game.
Wear Holes by Arthur Conan Doyle. A sport in death, my word it was, and taken in a sporting way. Mind you, I wasn't there to see, I only tell you what they say. They found that day at Shillingley, and ran him down to Chillinghurst. The fox was going straight and free for 90 minutes at a burst. They had a check at Ebernoe, and made a cast across the down, until they got a view below, and chased him up to Curdford town. From Curdford he run Bramber way, and took him over half the weald. If you have tried the Sussex clay, you'll guess it weeded out the field. Until at last I don't suppose as half a dozen at the most came safe to where the grassland goes switchbacking southwards to the coast. Young Captain Edley, he was there, and Jim the Whip, and Percy Day, the Purcells and Sir Charles Adair, and this here gent from London way. For he had gone amazing fine, £200 between his knees, 8 stone he was, and rode at 9, as light and limber as you please. He was a stranger to the hunt. There weren't a person as he knew there, but he could ride, that London gent. He sat his mare as if he grew there. They seed the hounds upon the scent, and found a fence across their track, and had to fly it, else it meant a turning and an arcing back. He was the foremost at the fence, and as his mare just cleared the rail, he turned to them that rode behind, for 3 was at his very tail. "Wear holes," says he. And with the word, still sitting easy on his mare, down, down he went, and down, into the quarry yawning there. Some say it was 200 foot. The bottom lay as black as ink. I guess they had some ugly dreams who reined their horses on the brink. He'd only time for that one cry, "Wear holes," says he, and saves all 3. There may be better deaths to die, but that one's good enough for me. For mind you, 'twas a sporting end upon a right good sporting day. They think a deal of him down here, that gent what came from London way.